Blog Talk Radio.
I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this morning, Father God, with an attitude of gratitude and the spirit of praise and thanksgiving to say thank you for one more day that you have blessed us to see, one more day that you have blessed us to live, to rise, to shine this morning, and to give you the glory, to give you the honor, and to give you the praise. Father God, you didn't have to do it, but you did. And Father God, as we come, Father God, we confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission, Father God, and we thank you for the gifts of this brand new day that you have blessed us. Thank you for bringing us through the weekend. Thank you, Father God, for your favor upon us, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that, Father God, if we came, went through some stuff, Father God, it could have been so much worse. Father God, in the name of Jesus, but we thank you that you are the God that can make all things better. And Father God, we just want to bless you for a host of angels encamped around about us. We want to thank you, Father God, for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for the body of Christ. Thank you for the power of your word. Thank you, Father God, for the gift of salvation. Father God, we just want to say thank you, 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 Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the Life Where Jesus came to ministry. Father God, we want to bless you, magnify you. We want to praise your name on today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for Women's History Month. Father God, we want to thank you for the women of the Bible. We want to thank you for the men of the Bible. We want to thank you for the body of Christ, past, present, and future. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for, Father God, the exciting history. Father God, you have given us all things known that need to be known for us to continue to move forward. We thank you for our destiny and our purposes in you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We say thank you, God. We say thank you. We say thank you. Now, Father God, we embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. Now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all of our listeners, Father God, with the Block Radio, Father God, that we may never, ever meet, never, ever meet, Father, in the different countries, Father God, in the different lands, Father God, some near, some far, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we may never get a chance to meet them until we get to heaven. But Father God, we just want to say thank you for them. Thank you, Father God, for them, that they are encouraged from a word from you on this platform. And your word will never, ever, ever, never, never, never return into your void. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. So, Father God, hallelujah, we commit all things into your hands. Hallelujah, because we know that you are faithful, you are glorious, you are all power, you are all knowing. Father God, you are everything. You are everything. And our trust and our confidence and our faith is in you. And we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, Father God, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever, forever, forever. and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen, amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Amen. I was glad when they said unto me, come and let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And this is where we are this morning, in the house of the Lord. Amen. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God. Good morning to you, to you, to you, and to you. Welcome back to the Life Where Jesus Kingdom Ministry, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. If this is your first time with us, amen. We celebrate you. Amen. We're glad that you're here. Amen. Glory be to God. And we ask that you would just have a seat at the breakfast table as breakfast is about to be served. Amen. We serve the breakfast for champions. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week, lifting up the name of the Jesus. So please do not let this be your last time, but continue to come on back and keep on coming back. And please feel free to bring somebody else with you. Amen and amen. We pray that everybody had a good weekend. A good weekend. Amen. Whatever you did, amen. We pray, amen, that Jesus Christ, amen, he was on your mind. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for our services on yesterday. Amen. We came with the subject, amen. Want what you want. Oh, my God. Want what you want. Know what you're asking God for. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be sure. Amen. And don't forget to ask God for it. Amen. Because there's three requirements for God to answer your prayers. First, you have to ask. Amen. Then you have to believe. And then you have to receive. It's so simple. We mess it up. I don't know how we can mess up simple. Amen. But you know we do. But guess what? We're getting it right now. We're getting it right. Amen. And so we want to bless be the name of the Lord. I'm Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Out of Philadelphia. Amen. Woke up this morning. Amen. With my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. We are celebrating Women's History Month. Amen. Glory be to God. And there's a lot of women in the Bible. It's a lot of women in the Bible. Amen. For those who don't believe that God can call a woman, use a woman, glory be to God, that women are not good for nothing but staying bare feet and making babies. Amen. Staying in the kitchen. Amen. God has a different idea, different perspective. I think I'm going with God's perspective. What about you? Amen. And so we pray that you have been enjoying, amen, the elaborations and sharings that have come forth so far. Amen. If you missed any of them, amen, you can retrieve them in our archives. Amen. Glory be to God. And we are also posting them on Facebook. Amen. So you can retrieve them from the two places. Amen. And so we want to bless be the name of the living God. All right. All right. All right. This morning. Amen. We have another woman in the Bible that we would like to, amen, spotlight her. Amen. Her name is Abigail. Amen. I think I had a classmate by the name of Abigail. Don't know too many Abigails. Amen. But this is one. And the Lord has something to say about this young woman. Amen. So coming to us this morning. Amen. All the way from, oh my God. Amen. Hallelujah. I forgot the name of the city my sister's in, but that's okay. Amen. She's in the same room with us in spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank God. Amen. For our minister, Kathy. Amen. Kathy Smith. Amen. Glory be to God. And the minister, Kathy, she's a strong woman. I'm telling you, glory be to God. This woman have endured some situations, but I'm telling you, you can't keep a God woman down. I'm telling you, she pounces back. Glory be to God. Her attitude, amen, is always at the top. Amen. Glory be to God. And she fights the good fight of faith. She fights the good fight of faith. She holds on to God. You can tell she believes God's word. Amen. She's just not speaking God's word. Amen. She believes what she's saying. Amen. And so we see her faith in action. Amen. So just a loving person, always has a smile on her face. Amen. Even when she's in pain, she's smiling. I'm telling you. Amen. So we just thank God for her. Amen. And for her family. Amen. And is she this morning who has agreed to come. Amen. And share with us. Amen. Her insight, her intake. Amen. On Sister Abigail. Amen. So without any further ado, at this time, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others. Amen. Our Sister Kathy, that we might receive her this morning for her grace and for her abilities. Sister Kathy, are you there?
Good morning, Pastor Bradford. Thank you, Lord, I'm here.
Good
Thank
morning.
You so
Look
much
at that.
For such
we
a beautiful introduction.
We hear that big smile on your face. We can feel the smile on your face. Amen. It's so beautiful. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, and I thank you so much for the opportunity to come. So I say good morning to you, Pastor Bradford. I love you so very much. And to all the ministry partners and ministers and everyone that has joined us this morning on the line, thank and praise God for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom ministry that really keeps me at the foot of the cross as I continue to walk in this walk. And I just thank God for being so good to me. And he is. And he has brought me through so much, as you said. But thank be to God. I couldn't let him go. I have to stay with the Lord. Oh, yes, that's my safety. So I thank and praise God. Yes, this morning I'm coming before you. I won't be before you long to talk about Sister Abigail. And Pastor Bradford, I heard you say that the Lord poured into your spirit who to give what character. And when I read her story, I could truly relate. I could truly relate. And I just thank and praise God for that, because you really touched my heart with this story. My story is taken from 1 Samuel, beginning with chapter 25. So after Samuel died, all the real Israelites were gathered together and lamented and buried him in the house of Ramah. David arose and went down the wilderness of Paran. There in Moran, there was a wealthy man named Nabal, whose wife was named Abigail. She was of good understanding and had a beautiful countenance, but the man was churlish and evil in his doings, and he was the house of Caleb. After David heard in the wilderness that Nabal did shear his sheep, that's when the woolen fleece from the sheep. Well, David sent 10 men down and said to the young men, "Get up, go to Carmel, and greet him in my name. Tell him that you live in prosperity. Peace be unto thee, and peace be unto thine house. Peace be unto all that thou hast." So the shearers, now the shepherds, which were with us, we hurt them not. Neither was there aught missing unto them. While they were in Carmel, Nabal's men came and said, "Who is this David? Who is the son of Jesse?" Abigail was so full of wisdom. She said, "Behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master, and he railed on them." Now, railed means to criticize someone severely or angrily, especially for personal failings. Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves and 2 bottles of wine and 5 sheep. Ready sheep that were dressed with 5 measures of parched corn and 100 cakes of figs, and laid them on the asses sent before her. David and his men came down against her as she met them. When David heard that Nabal had died, he said, "Blessed be the Lord that he had pleaded my cause of reproach from the hand of Nabal. The Lord had returned the wickedness of Nabal upon his herd, and David sent us to thee to take thee as his wife." Abigail hasted and arose and rode upon the ass and 5 damsels of her own. And she went after the messengers of David and became his wife. And David dwelt in Achish and Gath, he and his men, every man with his household. Even David with his 2 wives Elohim and the Jezreelites, and Gabigail the Carmonites, Nabal's then wife, and David brought up the men, and they were with him in the household, and they dwelt in the city of Hebron. David and his sons, he had his sons born in Hebron, and the first son was Amnon of the Almahi and of the Jezreelites, and the second son, Chaliab, also Abigail's son. So in summary, it was that Abigail was a lesser known heroine. And a heroine is a woman admired or idealized for her courage, outstanding achievements, or noble qualities. In the Bible, a humble woman who was married to a scoundrel, Abigail combined her wisdom and her wealth to appear before an approaching enemy to plead for the safety of her husband's household. We don't hear too much about female figures in the Bible, and although we may have heard the name Abigail widely used in today's vernacular, we may not know much about Abigail's story in the Bible. Abigail was married to a rather horrible man and who refuses to provide food and shelter to David when he was on the run from Saul. That is in 1 Samuel chapter 25. Instead, Nabal, Abigail's then-husband, hurls insults at David. Abigail sends loads of food to David and asks him not to do anything rash in regard to Nabal. Nabal dies at the hands of the Lord. A few days later, David marries Abigail. So I thank and praise God for this story because I felt it to be encouraging and uplifting. And Nabal was a horrible man. He was mean, and he was a rich man, but he was mean. And when David needed his help, he wouldn't help him. But Abigail was so nice. This is the woman that would give her heart. She was had a beautiful countenance, and she was just doing things well. And in spite of her husband being so mean, she knew her husband was a mean man. And in spite of him being so mean, she went ahead and she sent the food and everything that David would need. But she also pleaded and asked him to please not harm her husband in any way. But see, David didn't have to do it. God let him die. And when he died, that's when David went down and he married her. And she accepted. She gave him her hand in marriage. So it's a beautiful story. It has a beautiful ending. And I'm just so privileged and pleased. And I'm thankful that I had the privilege to share this and to bring forth this story on this morning. To God be the glory. I thank you all so very much for listening to the story of Abigail. God bless everyone online today.
Amen and amen and amen. And God bless you too. Amen. Minister amen. Kathy, amen. Glory be to God. Thank you for that wonderful, wonderful presentation on Abigail. Amen. Glory be to God. And you know what? It encourages us as women because yes. Abigail was married to a knucklehead, wasn't she?
Yes.
Sometimes we just marry knuckleheads.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be. And he was rich. He wasn't no poor knucklehead.
Yes.
He was a rich knucklehead, but he was ungrateful. He was very ungrateful. Amen. Mm-hmm. So here it is, King David and his men taking care of, watching over his flock and sheep, protecting him from the enemy, and he couldn't even send them a plate of food?
Ungrateful.
But we thank God for we see here, as you brought out this morning, how Abigail stepped up to the plate.
Yeah.
Abigail didn't sit back and say, well, look, I'm going to let you know. David was going to take him out. David was going to take him out. Abigail said, I'm not going to let the family die. She said, I got to step up. The man is supposed to be in charge, but since he a knucklehead, I'm going to do the right thing. And so we can learn that, women, amen, glory be to God, just do the right thing. Sometimes we got to take charge. When it's right, we got to do what we got to do. The man don't do it. Somebody got to do it. Amen.
Amen.
And so we hear that Abigail, amen, did it. And look how God rewarded her.
Amen.
Glory be to God. When her husband died, amen, of that heart attack or whatever, 3 days later, mm-hmm. God killed him. David didn't have to kill him. God killed him.
Amen.
Amen. And
amen.
Then David gave her a proposal in marriage. Amen.
Amen.
And she said yes.
mm-hmm.
Woo! Your wisdom and you end up being married to the king.
Yeah.
Because you exercise some wisdom, because you exercise some boldness, because you took
mm-hmm.
charge, amen, when it was appropriate to take charge. And she looked,
amen.
she was only a widow for about 3 days.
mm-hmm.
My God,
amen.
My God, my God. I guess they had buried Nabal. You think she was you think they buried him before David asked her hand in marriage?
Oh yes, I do. Oh yes, I do think so.
You know,
yes.
I don't think David could probably resist her boldness. You know, she probably was beautiful on the outside, but
mm-hmm.
you know, for the she was some type of woman to step up
mm-hmm.
to the plate like that and take charge and take leadership when her knucklehead husband wouldn't. And I'm sure David
mm-hmm.
was just that was probably irresistible to the king. And
mm-hmm.
he said, you know what? He said, I got to have a woman like this on my side. Glory be to God. Every man can use a strong woman. Glory be to God. Every man can use a strong woman. Amen.
And I also believe that she was a very dedicated woman. Dedicated to that mean husband because she pleaded with David not to take his life or don't harm him in any way. So she already knew, but she was so dedicated to her marriage to him that she went ahead and she asked and pleaded, please don't take his life. Please don't. But I thank and praise God for that because no matter, you know, we marry and then you don't know the person 5 years from now. That's why they say, what do you think this person is going to be 5 years from now? Or where do you see yourself in your marriage 5 years from now with this person? Because you married this person today, 5 years from now, he's not the same. He's not the same man that you married. No, he's either gotten better or he's gotten worse, depending on the person. But if you're a mean person, as he was, as Nabal was a very mean person, and it seems that he let his wealth go to his head, he didn't care, you know, about anything. All he cared about is he's in charge. And a person like that who's just mean and just bring forth a mean spirit and don't want to help anyone with all the wealth that you have, you see, that's not a good thing in the sight of the Lord. So I just believe that her dedication to her marriage, to her husband, is what helped her to go ahead, besides the fact that he didn't want to send any food or anything. She packed up all that food and wine and sent it ahead, and then she went herself. So I just thank and praise God for the story. And as I continue to read it and I pondered on it, I just thank and praise God. I said, wow. This truly does relate to my situation in some way, my story when I was in marriage. So to God be the glory, to God be the glory. And I thank you again, Pastor, so much for the opportunity to come forth on this morning.
Amen. Thank you. That's very, very interesting. Good point there, Minister Kathy, because she was faithful to him. David saw that. And I guess David said, now this woman can be faithful to that. I know what she can be faithful to me because I'm, you know what I mean? Because he was a powerful king. He was a loving king. Glory be to God. And I guess he said, if she can appreciate that, I know she can appreciate this. Amen.
Yeah.
And God bless his faithfulness, doesn't he? God bless
Amen.
His favor. Because Abigail ended up with not only her dead husband's wealth, but then she got David's wealth, too, because she became David's wife. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Gotta keep piling it on you when you're faithful. Gotta keep piling it on you when you're faithful. My God, he don't stop. My God, amen. Good, 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 good. Amen, amen. To God be praised. And you said this even relate, amen. You could see, amen, even in your past marriage, amen, you could see some things, amen. Glory be to God. And this is what the word of God does, amen. It helps us to reflect, amen, so we can see where we are. We could be ministered to ourselves, amen, and then take all that and just go ahead and continue to be a blessing, amen, to others, amen. But I see you, Sister Kathy, amen, as the Lord sort of I just want to thank God for what he's doing in my life in this particular season. But the women conferences that we're going to be putting on the map for 2022 and beyond, I really see you as a presenter. I see you as a presenter, minister, and we're going to want to utilize your expertise, your experience, and your humility, and you know what I mean, and have you minister to the women, amen. So I see that, amen. Glory be to God. And if I see it, it's already done, amen. So amen. Mm-hmm. God bless you again, amen. Your exhortation on Sister Abigail, amen. strong woman, smart mm-hmm. woman, yeah. Amen. Humble woman, faithful woman, amen. Mm-hmm. And God blessed her real good.
Amen.
God blessed her real good. Ain't too many people gonna say no to the king's proposal. I'm gonna tell you that. Ain't too many people gonna say no to the king. If you said yes to that knucklehead, we know you're gonna say yes to the king. Amen.
Yeah.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. And thank you. Yeah, thank you for sharing. And you know, I'm sitting here, and you know, I know where you the city that you moved. I couldn't remember that. I don't know why I want to say Millersville, Pottstown, Pittsburgh. what was I supposed
Williamsport.
To say? Thank you.
I'm in Williamsport, okay. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, yes, Williamsport. Bless yes, the Lord. Yes. Amen. God bless you. Amen. And thank you again for sharing.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you.
Amen. All right. Abigail, amen. Glory be to God. For some of you, you may be these women might be the first time you ever heard of them, never knew they was in the Bible. So now you have an opportunity, amen, glory be to God, to you know, take a few minutes and read the chapter or two, amen, that tells about that woman. And it expands your knowledge. Amen. And knowledge is a wonderful thing. Amen. Because we perish for a lack of it. Amen. Hallelujah. And you, amen, will know what's acceptable to the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Look. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You got to do what you got to do. You got to do, amen, what you got to do. Amen. You got to do it. All right. So tomorrow, we'll be talking about Miriam, amen, Moses' sister, amen, hallelujah. We'll be talking about her on tomorrow, amen, glory be to God, amen, and to God be praised, amen, hallelujah, amen. Let me say this as we move on, amen, towards the benediction, beloved, amen. Look. The man, amen, glory be to God. The woman is the helpmeet to the man, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. And the man, amen, should be in charge, amen. But what happens when the man don't have a plan? Nabal didn't have a plan. Abigail was going to die. The family was going to die. Glory be to God. And I think the Lord was well pleased with the move that Abigail made. Amen. She had to usurp her husband's authority because he wasn't using his authority at all. Amen. And we know that God was pleased because God favored her. What we're saying is you got to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do when you're being led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, and to God be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you again, Sister Kathy. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. You brought that forth with such humility. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just say, man, it was just beautiful. I picked something up there in the spirit. I feel like that this Abigail touched you in a way. Amen. And we could feel that. Amen. Because she touched us also. Amen. And so did you. So thank you so much. Amen. All right. Bless the Lord. I want to say thank you for those of you who reached out to me. Amen. With buildings to look at. Amen. Glory be to God over the weekend. And I did get an opportunity. Amen. Glory be to God to look. Let me say this. Thank you very much. We're going to say no to the buildings that you suggested, but we thank you. Amen. Please keep looking. Two pointers. Amen. We have to have adequate parking. Okay. We're not going to move into a building and then you got to walk 2 and 3 blocks. Amen. To get to a car. I mean, to park your car and all that. No. Mm-mm. We want a parking lot. And number 2 point, don't be afraid to suggest a building because it looks expensive. Don't make a judgment and say this building looks like it's too much money. Amen. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. If the building is available, amen, glory be to God, we want to see it. It doesn't necessarily, we're not looking for a traditional church front. We're not looking for a traditional church front, not necessarily. Okay, glory be to God. And we're not, you know, if we have to do a little rehab, we'll do rehab. We don't want the traditional church front. That's turning a lot of people off in this generation. Amen. Glory be to God. So it's going to be a multicultural building. Amen. We're going to have, amen, the sanctuary there. We're going to have some offices there. Amen. Matter of fact, I could draw it for you. I already see the building in my mind. Matter of fact, I was in the building last night in the spirit. Some of you might not be able to relate to that. Amen. Glory be to God. As a man thinketh, amen. I'm actually walking and living in the vision. Amen. And so I have detail by detail, I can tell you what the building is going to look like on the inside and on the outside. And if God has already done that, amen, glory be to God, then we know that the building is here, the money is here, and everything else is here. Glory be to God. And so I want to say thank you. Thank you, saints. Amen. For those of you who reached out to me, amen, please keep looking. Amen. Parking is a priority. If it don't have parking, we don't want it. If it don't have a parking lot, we don't want it. Amen. And like I said, don't be afraid because it looks expensive because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And besides, we are 501c3. See, we are 501c3. And so that gives us some executive privileges. Amen. And then last but not least, amen, we're moving when the Lord tells us to move. That means that you got to, when you move, when the Lord tells you to move, amen, everything going to be all right. Amen. To God be praised. Okay, we will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock. Amen. And then we'll be back at 9 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us continue to pray for Ukraine. Amen. Russia, beloved. Amen. Let us continue to pray. Let us continue to pray. Let us continue to pray for this pandemic. If they say it's quieting down, let us make sure that there's no, let Lord, let us just continue to pray. We just want to pray. Let's pray. Let's look for every opportunity to pray. Every opportunity to pray. Now, let me, one last thing. Saints, amen. Now, it's a lot of you, amen, and I really, I want to put it out here like this way so when you receive my text message, you can know I care. I really can't call everybody individually. I can't. I may ask some of the ministry partners to call for me. But I am going to be sending out a text message today. Amen. If you are interested, no obligation. I'm not the type of pastor. I don't sweat nobody. Amen. But you know that we're going to be having Easter services, amen, at my mother's church. And we decided that we will put together a choir. We're going to put together a choir, amen, because my mother really doesn't have a choir right now. So we're going to put some members of her church and hopefully some members, some of partners of the ministry, and we're going to put together a choir. If you are interested, if you intended on joining us on that Sunday, if you would like to sing on a choir for that day, I think they want to do about 3 or 4 selections. There are going to be some rehearsals. They're going to have two or three rehearsals. The first rehearsal is this Thursday night for 1 hour. And my sister Ava's in charge, and they're going to have a couple rehearsals. I'm going to be sending out everybody a text to say, hey, Justin, we don't want to leave you out. I don't want to take for granted, well, so-and-so might go, so-and-so might not. This one can sing. Now, no, I'm going to send it out to everybody. I don't want to leave anybody out. When you receive my text message, if you are interested, just say, just respond. Amen. And this way, I can talk to you. Amen. Pastor Bradford is available to talk. Matter of fact, today, amen, today and tomorrow, I'm making time. Amen. So it's time for me to, you know, put the texting aside and talk to some of you. And I'm willing to do that today and tomorrow. But I'm going to send the text first. And if you respond, no, Pastor, I'm not available for the choir. It's okay. Pastor, don't take notes. I don't hold. I'm not. Look, I'm tough skinned. I'm tough skinned. It's okay. It really is. Okay. But if you say, you know what, I think I would like to do that. Amen. Then just let me know. Amen. And we'll give you the address. Amen. And so that's, I think they're going to have about 2 or 3 1-hour rehearsals. Amen. On for that day. Amen. So I just want you to know what I'm going to do up front. Amen. Glory be to God. So when you receive my text, you can say, there it go. There it go. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, saints. Amen. It's going to be a good week this week. Amen. Glory be to God. This Friday is our praise party night. Amen. Glory be to God. Praise party night on this Friday and giving God praise, glory, and honor. All right. So come tomorrow. Amen. I'll just run off who we have for the balance of this week. Amen. As we give the benediction. Amen. The balance of this week, tomorrow we have, today we had Abigail. Thank God for that woman of faith. Tomorrow we have Miriam. Then we have Delilah. Woo-hoo! Naughty, naughty, naughty. Amen. Then we have the Samaritan woman at the well. Then we have Tamar. And then we have Martha. Martha, Martha, Martha. Amen. Those are the women for this, the balance of this week. Amen. So we hope that you have your notebooks and your pads. We hope that you're getting at least one or two nuggets from each woman. Amen. That you can learn something and apply something. Amen. In your life. And even if you're a man. And you have daughters, amen. You have female, amen. Glory be to God, family members. And you have to minister to them, amen. And now you can minister from a woman's perspective, amen. And let God be God, all right? All right, that's it for today, amen. That's it. I mean, we'll be tomorrow at 5 o'clock. We'll be on Facebook Live, amen. Oh, one last thing. Starting this Sunday, our Sunday services will be on Facebook. We're going to leave Blog. We're going to try to include Blog Talk Radio. We're going to try to find a way. If not, we made a decision, an executive decision. We're going to be on Facebook on Sundays, starting this Sunday, our Sunday services. Now, even after we move into our building, amen, we still want to maintain the Sunday Facebook because this pandemic created a bunch of virtual churchgoers and they're not going nowhere. They like it and they're not going back in the building. Not every Sunday anyway. All right. So anyhow, that is a ministry and it reaches a large audience. We're disconnecting from a lot of people, a group of people on our Blog Talk Radio on Sundays, but God has given us a brand new audience on Facebook. And this generation like to see your face. they just want to see your face. Y'all know that. Show me some pictures. Show me a face. And so if God is directing us, it's a good thing. We welcome the challenge. We welcome the challenge. Amen. So just want to put that out there. Amen. And you can find us on facebook.com/Alfreda Bradford. Amen. Facebook.com. Amen. Send out your friend requests. Amen. Glory be to God. And you young people out there, glory be to God, those of you who are good with social media, this ministry needs someone to handle our social media for us. See, because we have the Facebook page for the church. We have my Facebook page, amen, with Instagram and all that. I'm not techie like that, okay? And we need help in that area. We need help with somebody that's reliable and that could really keep us up front and keep us out there on social media. If you're interested, y'all know how to reach me. Text me, say, Pastor Bradford, I'm interested. Let's have a conversation, all right, and let's see what we can do. We really would like to have you involved. Okay, last but not least, I'm trying to close. Good Friday services, amen, Friday, April 15th. We want 7 young people. Each one is going to have one of the 7 last sayings of Christ, okay? I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. I'm going to give you the invitation. Now, you can say yes or you can say no. You have about 15 minutes, amen, to elaborate on the last saying of Christ. We want our young people. We want the young people. We will give the old heads a break. Amen. And so we will be doing that, and we will be advertising that on Facebook, amen, YouTube, and those places like that. Amen. So I'm going to be reaching out to you. Don't be afraid to tell me no, but pray about it first. Look, pray about it first because I'm coming for you. So you ain't got to wait till I ask you. You can pray right now. So Pastor Bradford going to ask me, Lord, what should I say? All right. And so come on, take the chair. You might be a little nervous, but you're going to be all right. I saw our new TV channel last night. I saw it. I went on. Amen. Glory be to God. I've got one more meeting with our media production people. Amen. It's 24/7 programming there. Amen. Glory be to God. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I'll be giving everybody the link. Amen. And that TV channel, you can go on 24/7, just like you go on the Word channel. If you go on the Word channel on your television or TBN, you get programming 24 hours, and you choose who you want to hear, T.D. Jakes, okay, Joyce Myers. Well, that's how the TV channel is, okay? It's programming here for this ministry 24 hours, but we're not the only church that's on there, amen? There's other ministries and business people on there, too, that's building up, amen? So it's just a lot of announcements. I'm just giving it to you, the quick version. Amen. Glory be to God. But it's a lot going on in this ministry. Amen. We know what God is rewarding us for our faithfulness. We have been very faithful to the Lord. Amen. Since the Lord called us, amen, and to this part of the vineyard some 11 years ago and some. We have been very faithful. Amen. We didn't back up, glory be to God, when we was tired or sick. Amen. And now, amen, what was happening in all those years is the foundation was being built. See, and anyone knows if you build a high rise, amen, if you put on a 50-foot high rise, all right, and my children always laugh at me because I told them, I told my daughter, amen, who is in real estate, I told her that I'm ready to move into, I want a condo. I want my next place, beloved, when I move, is I want to move in a condo. But because I like apartment living, but I believe in home ownership. And so I told her I want to be on like the 30th floor or higher. And they laughed at me because I want to be up in the clouds. I said, well, you know that God always calls his prophets up to the mountains. So I'm going up in the clouds. But to put that high-rise building up, okay, a building that's 50 stories high, the foundation has to go 50 stories deep. The deeper the foundation, the higher the building goes up. Well, what we have been doing here for the last 12 years and beyond, amen, is building the foundation. Our foundation runs deep in this ministry. So when God throw the building up, it's going to be high. And another thing, you ever notice when those contractors build those high-rise buildings, how quick they do it? My God, it was just a couple weeks. How they get the building together that quick? Glory be, foundation was strong. See, and that's what we see happening here in our ministry. Fasten your seatbelts. fasten your seatbelts. Amen. Glory be to God. It was prophesied to us years ago, even when I first gave my life to Christ, that this moment would come. I didn't even know what the prophets was talking about, but it was prophesied to me that this moment would come, amen, that everybody, that Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, amen, will be a household name. Dr. Alfreda Bradford and all of you with me, amen, we are a household name. The same way everybody knows T.D. Jakes, everybody knows Joyce Myers. You call a couple names and everybody in the Christian world knows it. Guess what? Everybody's going to know us. But God is doing this. God is doing this. And this is the set time and this is the set season. Amen. All right. I think I said enough. Amen. I probably left something out. Amen. But God be praised, glory, and honor. Meet us at the altar of prayer today and then back tomorrow. Amen. At 5 o'clock at Facebook Live at the morning altar and then 6 o'clock. Amen. That we can learn something about Miriam. Amen. In Jesus' name. I love you, love you, love you. Amen. And to God be praise, to God be glory, and to God be honor. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today, Father God. We want to thank you for the story of Miriam. The story of Abigail. Abigail was a strong woman, Father God. She was a smart woman, Father God. She was a dedicated woman. And you blessed her and you honored her faith. You honored her commitment. You honored it, Father God. Father God, and we just want to say thank you. We want to say thank you, Father God, that we can learn so much from her. Father God, we thank you for all these beautiful women, all these beautiful women, Father. Some of them was godly. Some of them was ungodly. Some of them was naughty. Some of them was naughty. Some was nice. Some was naughty. But nevertheless, Father God, we find ourselves in all of these levels from time to time. Sometimes we move from nice to naughty. Oh, yeah, Father God. Sometimes we move, Father God, from ugly to pretty, Father God. Sometimes we allow our emotions to take us places we should. Father, we can learn so much, Father God. We can learn so much from your word. And we thank you that we are learning, men and women, boys and girls. And so we say thank you for Sister Kathy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And thank you for this woman. Thank you for keeping us strong. Father God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, thank you for where you brought her from, where she is, and where she's going. Father God, in Jesus' name. That even for the operations that's scheduled, Father God, we thank you for canceling anything that's unnecessary, Father God, and giving her complete and absolutely success on anything that is, that must be done. So we realize that you're the one that's doing it. Father God, we actually remember Sister Brenda Carter, Father God, and her grandson, shot 12 times. My God, Jesus, have mercy. But still breathing, still breathing. Father God, the doctors said that he will be paralyzed. But Father God, you're able to do anything. You're able to do anything, even amaze the medical field when Eric Jr. get up again, Father God, and walk for you and walk with you and run with you and let the world know that Jesus is real and Jesus did it for him. Help him to overcome this. Father God, thank you that you spared his life. Father God, we know one bullet would take somebody out. He survived 12. So, Father God, strengthen the family. Strengthen the family, Father. We know that they're still in shock. Father God, we ask that you would strengthen the family in Jesus' name. Meet us at the altar of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Bless the warriors as they come. Bless them, Father. Hallelujah. And we say thank you and we honor you and we, everything that we have on the table right now, the TV channel, the new building, Father God, that we're looking for, Father God, everything that we have on the table, Father God, we just want to ask you for your blessings on it. Your blessings, Father, in the name of Jesus. When we realize it's only what we do for Christ that's going to last, we say thank you. Thank you for the new ministry partners. God, we know if you're moving us to Facebook, you're adding to the church. You're adding to the church that when we get in the building going to be full, Father God. They're going to be full. They want to know. They want a piece of this Holy Ghost. They're going to want a piece of the Holy Ghost. And so we say, thank you, God. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Now to him who is able to keep you from fall. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time of day. Cancel bad news. Cancel tears. Cancel sorrow. Cancel premature death. Cancel it, Father. No plague will come nigh our dwelling. Hallelujah. Now unto him, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee, and the Lord make his face shine towards thee and be gracious unto thee, and the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated, darkness is destroyed. Failed in Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you again, Sister Kathy. Everybody under the sound of my voice, amen. Walk in the blessing today, because the blessing manifestation, amen, it is already here. Amen. Grace and peace be unto you. Amen. And grace and peace, amen, and be multiplied. Amen. Love you.
You didn't have to do what you did this morning. When you woke me up right on time. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Open me. Thank you for sparing me one more day through all of your many blessings. All I can say, if it wasn't for your mercy and your grace, can you remember how many times you've been on your sick bay? Doctors say nothing else we can do. Turned away and shook his head. Oh, grace and mercy stepped in right on time. Commanded death to take his hands off this child of mine. If it wasn't for your mercy and your grace, from day to day,
from day to day,
for your mercy and your grace,
and your grace.
I don't know about you, but I could not run this race. I couldn't have got up this morning if it wasn't for your mercy
and your grace.
right now.